Corn planting date, the implications of planting in the month of May. In the prior posting on FarmGate blog, you learn from two eminent corn production specialists that not having your corn planted does not make you naughty and destined for a timeout in the corner of your machine shed. In fact, corn that's been planted in a few corn belt fields is struggling to survive in the cold, wet soil. And once you get planting, some farmers may not stop, come darkness or even breakfast the next morning. Which makes one wonder about the impact of planting late. We'll take a look at what all of that means right after this. Other seed companies talk big. LG Seeds delivers big. It all starts with the right seed. LG Seeds superior hybrids are developed through an advanced breeding program, one that delivers acre after acre of big yields in your fields. You better warn the elevator. Big yields are in the bag. LG Seeds, our seed, your soil, total success. Since Plant 13 is not getting underway until about the 1st of May in most parts of the Corn Belt, that means several weeks of April in which corn is typically planted will be shifted to May. While that justifies the bigger planter to your lender and your spouse, it also indicates more corn will be planted later than usual. That's the premise of University of Illinois economists Darrell Good and Scott Irwin. So, is later than usual an indicator of future problems this year? While Bob Nielsen and Emerson Nafziger, referenced in the prior FarmGate blog, tend to say no to the April 25th posting, Good and Irwin agree to some extent and say good yields can still be obtained based on prior years. However, everyone agrees that yields do decline at an accelerating rate in the latter part of May. And Good and Irwin rhetorically ask, what is late anyway? Their answer is, we've quantified late planting as the percentage of the U.S. crop planted after May 30th in years prior to 1986 and after May 20th since 1986. That quantification balances the results of agronomic research and regional considerations and is used here, according to Good and Irwin. Looking at USDA data, they calculate that in the 42 years since 1971, about 15% of the corn crop was planted late, but varied widely depending upon the season. With only 4% of corn acreage planted by April 21st of this year, Good and Irwin say 81% of the crop needs to be planted before May 20th, when late planting begins. Your ability to attend that party depends upon the weather. And weather windows have been getting narrower, as indicated by Good and Irwin's research. But after all, that's why you have a bigger planter. Good and Irwin say their research shows that for Illinois, and you'll have to calculate your own state, but really applicable to most of the Corn Belt, about 50% of the days in the last 10 days of April and the first 20 days of May are suitable for field work. At this point, we're getting down to about a dozen days suitable for field work before the arbitrary late flag is thrown. So can your equipment cover the required territory? Do you have the extra hours of labor that you can call on? Do you have the capacity to go all night long? Some larger operations may already have a 24-hour schedule to cover tens of thousands of acres across many counties. Good and Irwin say you're planting about 15 to 20% more acres in a day than you did in the 1970s. With their calculations that a suitable planting day will allow nearly 5% of the acreage to be planted, they figure that by May 20th, about 75% of corn acreage will be planted. With a quarter of the crop unplanted by May 20th, that would equate to 2009, when yields hit a record high of nearly 165 bushels per acre. At a higher rate of planting per day, Good and Irwin calculate that only 9% of the crop would be unplanted by May 20th and considered late. So what are the implications of a late planted crop? They say to reach the average of 15% of the crop unplanted by May 20th, a higher rate of acres planted per day than the 10-year average will have to be achieved. While some weather is expected to be good, there's also rain in the forecast, and that'll help keep the planting rate behind average. The corn market has been softening for some weeks in reaction to recent USDA reports of large acreage, and new crop futures are as low as they were last June prior to the onset of the drought. Good and Irwin suggests that the market is not concerned because of the prospect for large acreage and plenty of corn with a trend yield. Economists say that near-perfect corn production weather following the late planting season in 2009 was a cool, wet summer and a very long fall. So in summary, recent planting, the trends in recent planting indicate that an average of 15% of the corn crop is planted after May 20th. Based on the amount of corn planted to date, over 80% must be planted in the last 10 days of April and the first 20 days of May to take best advantage of the higher yield opportunities. Also, based on the typical amount of suitable field work days, the amount is cut to about 15, making the planting window smaller. While increased acreage must be covered in a day with larger equipment, between 5 and 6% of the expected corn acreage must be planted per day between now and May 20th, when yields taper off at a higher rate. This is Stu Ellis.